Hey guys, welcome to Get Creative. There's more than one way to get creative. You can get creative in real estate, get creative in finance, get creative in buying businesses, and you can also get creative in meeting your spouse by making up a fake golf tournament as an excuse to see her. Jim Donda, welcome to Get Creative. Tell me how the hell you used some manipulation tactics creatively to come into town to meet this beautiful woman.
Well, Pacer, thank you for having us, bud. Really appreciate this.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. So
what year is it? Set the story for me. What year is it when this happened?
This was 10 years ago.
Okay, 10 years ago.
10 years ago. And I knew I had to get into town to Yakima, Washington to meet this beautiful woman. And I said, well, I'm going to be in town for a golf invitational, the Louis Invitational Golf Tournament. And I said, would you like to get together for lunch afterwards? And
they even posted it on Facebook. Made it look all legit because we were
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, you gotta take
Who's
it to
they?
The next level.
Who's
him
they?
And Louie.
Oh, me and my buddy.
That was
Louie.
It.
Wow. Talk about a wingman, bro.
Oh
like,
yeah.
You guys
He's
graphically
amazing.
Put the thing together. You put it on Facebook. You shared it with her. Like, hey, I'm going to the sound for this thing.
Yeah.
The Uncle Louie Invitational.
Yeah. We should get together for lunch.
Oh my gosh, bro. The things men will do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
When did you find out it was fake?
The next day.
Oh, he told you?
Well, no, he slipped. They're like, oh, we got to go to, I said, don't you have to go to this golf tournament thing? And he's like, oh, they pushed it back. And I'm like, they don't change times for golf tournaments
because
he wanted to stick around.
I wanted to spend some more time with her.
Wow.
So I had to push the golf tournament.
That must have been a big compliment though, right?
It really was, yeah. It
yeah.
really was.
See, women do like it when men lie.
Mm-hmm.
Let this
for
be
good
a
reasons.
Testament. For good reasons, okay? Okay, great. So you guys meet 10 years ago.
Yeah.
How did you even know she was a real human being? Like, how did you find her? Online, some dating website?
No. Through a friend.
Through a friend.
A friend of a friend, yes.
I was dating his classmate.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actively dating his classmate?
Not at the... Well, when we first met originally, yeah. But we were Facebook friends for a few months, and then I had ended it.
You waited it.
Patiently. Very patiently.
Attaboy. Yes. okay, cool. So you guys have also done some creative finance deals.
We have.
I want to hear about this one that sounds like a complete scam. You know, it's so interesting to me. I want to lay the tone for this, for the people who are watching this. I might even send this to a real estate agent that's an absolute idiot. Okay, I there's a comment the other day. Somebody attacked me on Instagram, which happens. Like, you get, you know, out there and you start doing cool things. People really start attacking you because they really don't like it when one of the wolves leaves the pack, right? They're like, wait, hold on. What's wrong with the pack? Why are you doing this? I don't want to conform. I don't want to conform and be the 99%. You guys don't want to be the 99%.
Nope.
You guys don't want to be the 99%. And what happens is, this guy makes this comment about sub two being shady and seller finance. There's no such thing as 0% seller finance. This is like a total scam and blah, blah, blah. And he calls me out without really calling me out. But the comments were like, oh, this sounds like Pace Morby. And it's like our community standing up, right? And this agent comes in there in the comments and she says, I would never do business with somebody that wants to avoid doing business with banks. Like, what is wrong with you that you have to avoid doing business with banks? I was like, this sounds like a lady that's never had to get a bank loan. This sounds like a lady that's never had to go through the arduous journey of putting big chunks of money down and scaling a portfolio. And it is so crazy to me that there's that woman that is so hell-bent on her belief that you should use a bank. And it's a scam to do seller financing. That does not exist. And then there's this couple over here doing a zero down, 0% seller finance deal that you sold the note at 8%. And you're like, yeah, this is how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to me that those two things can live on the same planet.
That's true.
Like within the information age. But then I thought about it. I was like, oh, it's the algorithm age, right? Whatever you believe in, whatever you're interested in, the algorithm just continues to feed this thing to you.
Right.
And so these real estate agents are missing out on an entire stream. Like if I looked at your Instagram feed, I bet it's cats, flowers, dresses, vacation spots, beauty products, stuff like that. You look at a dude's Instagram, It's probably like weightlifting, motocross, tools that are being used, bugs, like somebody's eating bugs, and stuff like that, right? The algorithm feeds us the things that we already believe in or are interested in. It just reinforces who you were yesterday. And it's the people that are like, I detest conformity. I do not want to be part of conformity. I want to go create a new identity every single year, every single day. And these poor real estate agents living in this relegated past, this like barbaric past of you have to use a bank, otherwise you're shady. So tell me, why are you so shady that you had to go do a seller finance deal? Where did this shady opportunity even come from?
This gal that, you know, you talk to people and tell them what you do, and she had came to me and just said, hey, I want you to own this property. I like you, and I have the one next door, and I bought it for my daughters, and they're fighting all the time, so I'd rather you have it. And she actually said, I don't like dealing with the banks. I don't know how to do calculate interest, so I'm just going to do... I bought it for $15,000. We bought it for $10,000, and she sold it to us at a loss. Mm-hmm. And she set the terms.
Okay, interesting. You said a lot of things. Really, really quickly. Number one, you tell people what you do. Okay. That's a big thing, big takeaway, right? I think you guys heard me say this a little bit earlier today, but I had, this was before you guys got here. We have a live audience, by the way, guys. Guys, give them a round of applause. Jim and Donna. So I had this Instagram DM going back and forth with this muscle bound, like chiseled Greek god. Okay. And he's DMing me. He's like, why do you avoid banks? This doesn't make any sense. I was like, why do you go to banks? That doesn't make any sense to me. And he goes, because they have all the money. I go, no, they don't have all the money. They have deposits of other people's money, and then they leverage 10x against it. And it's a smart model, but don't you realize that you have to go through credit checks and this and that and da 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 da? Like, why would you go that route? And he's like, okay. And he keeps credit. I'm like, I just can't get through to this guy. And I go, you know what, dude? I'm just going to stick with creative finance. You could do whatever you want to do. I'm sticking with creative finance. And he replies back to me. He goes, yeah, that's easy for you to say because you have all this experience. You're credible. You have these blah, blah, blah. You have money. I'm like, you're right. I reply back. I go, you're right. I was born with all of those things. I didn't have to work for any of this. Just like you were born with that physique and you never had to lift a single weight in your life.
Ooh, good. That was good. Yeah.
What did he do? He blocked me.
Mm. Oh, really?
Because people want to believe what they want to believe so badly that they will refuse to believe that there are 0% seller finance deals out there, and they'll criticize you because you opened your mouth. Oh, well, that's easy. Donda didn't even have to find that deal. There's going to be somebody. There's always some criticism of any type of deal out there. That's not fair, Donda. That's not fair. That person knew who you were. I can't do that. That's right, guys. You're right. Donda started her life having everybody know that she buys seller finance deals.
We pretty much tell everybody what we do.
Yeah. We do.
It's common sense.
Yeah. Okay. We got another one through a gal who her retirement plan is to sell her portfolio, and she sold the two houses with, she said, I want 10% down and 7% interest. We're like, done. Okay. But we found that because we were actually trying to help a friend find a rental. So we went door knocking, her and I, and we were able to, somebody said, oh, we're moving out and this gal owns two houses right here on the lot. Here's her number. And I called her to help find a friend just to help her get a place to rent, and ended up asking her, are you thinking about selling? And she goes, actually, I am. And this is what I want. And I'm like,
okay,
sold.
So open your mouth and opportunities come your way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're talking about what you do. This lady comes to you. She has a house that she paid $15,000 for that she sold to you for $10,000.
Yep.
So she sold it to you for at a loss.
Yep.
And she gave it to you for zero money down.
Yes.
And she gave it to you for 0% interest.
Yes.
The reason and the pain that she had was she bought it for her daughters.
Yep.
And her daughters are over here squabbling and fighting.
Yep.
She's like, I don't want to deal with this at all.
Mm-hmm.
Throws her hands up. Anybody have kids in here? Okay, you ever have this these moments of like, F it. Fine, you're going to lose your mind. Just get me out of the situation. So that's where she's at. She's got this pain.
Yeah.
And she's like, just get this off my hands. My kids don't want it. All they want to do is fight. I'll give it to you at a loss.
Yeah.
And you then buy this property for 10 grand, which you didn't have to come up with.
No.
You didn't have to go to a bank, use your credit.
Nope.
She didn't check for your W-2?
Nope.
She didn't ask for a down payment?
Nope.
She didn't even ask if you had any money in your bank account?
Nope. She's just like, can you afford $150 a month?
Oh my gosh. Okay, great. So now what do we do with the house? You guys now own it. You go through closing costs. You go through a title company, I imagine?
No, that was before we knew about you. And okay. But after... that was just right before we got involved in stuff.
So you just did this in like an executory contract where like no.
Yeah, just promise. Yeah, just okay. Promissory note, and then we turn around and got in the community, and we're like, "Well, this isn't an asset, so because you weren't able to rent in there, so we figured, well, it's not an asset, so let's sell it." And
okay, so you we buy did. The deal. The house will not. Is it a mobile home?
It is.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. It's
yeah.
got to be for 10 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got a mobile home. They don't want people in that HOA. There's an HOA, obviously. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're digging some details out. Yeah. I like this. Okay. So it's an HOA, mobile home community. The lady, if she sold it for cash, do you know what her problem would have been as well?
I don't know if she even tried. She just came to me and just said
the mobile home park typically has the first right of refusal if they sell on cash.
Oh.
And so they have in their agreement, if they're going to sell the mobile home, the park has the ability to buy it first.
Oh, okay.
But if they sell it on seller finance and it's not recorded the way you did it, then she can sell it how, like, this is so much more creative than you even thought. Probably.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know that happened.
Every mobile home park in the country has a first right of refusal clause that when you decide to sell your park unit,
that they
have first right of refusal. They have to say no in order for you to sell it to somebody else. The only way around that is seller financing it the way that she did to you.
Okay. Yeah.
She probably didn't even know this.
Yeah.
So you obviously didn't.
We didn't, because we turned around and did seller financing and sold it for $50,000 with $10,000 down and 8% interest.
Well, oh my gosh.
We did put a $250 renovation into it.
Yeah. So, wow. Some fresh paint. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys you bought it for $10,000, you sold it for 50 grand with 10 grand down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's their monthly payment?
$386.
So you got paid 10 grand to now net 100 or 230 bucks a month.
Yep.
This is a great deal. Yeah. I don't know if anybody.
I would like to do it like over and over and over. Yeah, totally.
I don't know if anybody's told you this is a good deal.
Yeah.
Even a small amount, but it was like, yeah, this is.
Okay, so when you bought it, why did you buy it if you couldn't rent it out?
Because we were just, I used it occasionally to go up there where it's up my family.
Like, go up, have some makeout sessions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
The Louis Invitational.
Yeah.
The Love Shack.
All right. I love it. So you guys go up there. You're kind of using it as like a summer home getaway type of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you wait, hold on a second. We can't rent this thing out. It's costing us 150 bucks a month. Let's turn this thing into an asset. You join the community, you find out, oh, I'll just sell this thing on seller finance. 10 grand up front, 230 bucks a month in net cash flow. That person's probably ecstatic that they were able to buy that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My word. Great deal.
Yeah. We were pretty happy with it. Yeah.
Guys, give it up for these guys. That's a freaking great deal. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Give me 100 of those.
I know, right? Have that coming in every month.
What'd you do with the 10 grand? You don't even know.
Oh, we moved here.
Oh, really? Yeah. You were like, all right, we're getting out of here.
We were like all over the place. And we just like, Jim goes, where do you want to land? Because I'm like, I have got to get serious about this stuff and this business. And
you're like, why not get close to Arizona?
Exactly. Yeah. I love Arizona and I love their community. Mm-hmm. And it's been a really good thing for us. It's a great move. Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's been life altering.
Yeah. This whole community has been life altering. It's the people we're doing deals. Somebody down here we met recently brought us a sub-2 deal in Florida, a distressed seller with a pre-foreclosure. And now we're working with Stevie Brown on that to help them get out of that situation. And it's just talking to people. Jim's really good about meeting people and telling what we do. And then they start telling us things like that.
He's obviously good at meeting people.
He's very good.
I got a golf tournament. Bro, you were built for creative finance.
I was.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh. Yes. Yeah. Hey, while you're listening to this episode, do you ever think, man, I'm sick of everybody else winning at the game of real estate using all these creative finance strategies that Pace has obviously taught them? They've obviously joined a community of people that are collaborating, helping each other, being go-givers, meeting up in person, going on appointments with each other, showing each other how their businesses work, and filling all the gaps of understanding in each other's brains. Well, if you are ready to make a change in your business and actually get the traction that you've been praying for, hoping for, thinking about, and making goals all around, the best way to do that is join a community of people helping people. Go to joinpacescommunity.com to get started. Okay, so you're doing deals with people inside the community. You brought up a couple of other deals that somebody brought to you recently. What's the story with those?
Oh, that one was just somebody, Jim was like trying to find us a place to rent and met some people that in turn asked what, you know, we told them what we did and they brought us that Florida deal. And so Stevie and I have been working on that since November.
Okay.
We were going to, he went down there to look at it. We were going to actually purchase it.
Yeah, but. So I actually flew down because I knew it needed some renovation. So I flew to Atlanta, rented a Prius.
Nice.
Yeah, I was channeling my inner Pace.
Yes.
Stopped by Bucky's, got the sweatshirt.
Yes.
Yeah. Drove to the property. It needed to, I thought it needed about $50,000 in renovation. It actually needed about $120,000 after I got there on site.
Makes a big difference to just get out there, boots on the ground, right?
It really does. Yeah, and it worked out great because one of the flooring contractors, I was having a conversation with him. He's like, yeah, I'm looking to retire and get out of this flooring business. Would you be interested in buying my business, Jim? I'm like, well, as a matter of fact, I may.
So we're in the process
of... I have a buddy that just sold his flooring business. Pay attention to this. $400 million. He just sold his. They're like somewhat nationwide, but he sold for $400 million.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, this one's in Florida. It's an amazing business, right on the coastal highway.
He sells and install.
Yep.
Buy that business
and the property.
And the prop. Buy the business and the property.
And
come
on,
Jim.
Is free and clear.
They're working on it right now.
Yeah. We're sending out an LOI hopefully next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys might be moving to Florida.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Part-time.
Is he going to keep an operator in place? What's going on?
So they have four owners. Two of the owners want to stay in place for five more years and
continue
to manage it. Yeah. But
the
they
want
to be salary.
To retire.
Yep. And the other two want to retire.
Man, I love it. How do you feel about your skill sets in running a business?
Well, we're actually partnering up with Matt Diana.
Yep.
Matt. Yeah. Yep. He went
Muscle bound.
Yep. Muscle Matt.
Do you guys want to know his story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you Matt's story. Talking shit in my DMs. Total hater.
Oh my gosh.
Like, not a hater. He was just like, why would I ever like buy a mentorship? I was like, well, first off, I don't have a mentorship. We have a community.
Mm-hmm.
He's 100%. Like, well, you have all this great stuff on YouTube. I'm like, and that's done what for you? How many deals have you done? He's like, well, you don't got to be dick about it. And he was really polite. And he said, you know, if I could just spend the day with you, everything would change. And I said, would you ask me a lot of questions? He goes, I have so many questions for you. And I go, questions that I have not answered on the YouTube channel? Yes. Eric remembers this now. Yep. Eric was here to like testify that this happened. Okay. Listen. So I go, all right, bro, this is the last time I'm ever going to do this in my entire effing life. I spend so much time with the community. I just want to hang out with the community. It's like vetted, amazing, unbelievable people, as we all can attest.
Right.
This is the last time I'm doing this. He meets me at my house and I go, drive down with me to Tucson. Our whole community is buying a big 160 unit portfolio or deal, you know, seller finance, multifamily deal together. By the way, if you're an agent watching this, kiss my ass. We didn't use a bank. We didn't use anybody. You are wrong. Okay. So Matt comes, he gets in my truck with me. We also have Kelly Humbarger that was in the car. Oh man.
She's so sweet. I love her.
This is, I never was able to tell this story until right now. So thank you for the opportunity.
Perfect.
So what ends up happening, I'm so glad that you and Matt ended up doing stuff together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? But you have a, but your YouTube's free, Pace. Okay. So Matt meets me over here. Kelly Humbarger meets me over here. And we, I kind of was annoyed by Matt a little bit. And so I really spent most of my time talking to Kelly.
Don't blame you.
Yeah. And Matt is super sweet guy, oh, but he was just Matt. very much like, it's so funny. I'm like, do you have a gym membership? He's like, yeah. I was like, so you have a gym membership because you have access to the right tools and the right people. It's like you're staring, YouTube is like staring, you're sitting in the parking lot staring at other people working out.
Right.
Good analogy.
And he was like, okay, okay. So when it turns time to him, okay, with Kelly. Well, let me tell you Kelly's 30-second story. So we start talking. I hear she's working on commission-only job, not working from home. She's at an office that's they're not paying her. A company called New Western, great, whatever it's called. New Western, I think it's called, the wholesale company, right?
And she's got a little two-year-old boy or something.
Yeah, she's got a two-year-old boy. And yeah. I said, how does that feel right now to work from an office on commission only and have a two-year-old boy that you're missing his entire life?
Yeah.
And she starts crying. And I said, let me give you an opportunity. I'm going to sponsor you into top tier TC.
Oh, how nice. Yeah, she's awesome.
And now she is killing it. She's like on my morning call every single morning with my team. She sends me a text literally 2 days ago. This is so great. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share this. She sends me a text. And this is on Friday. So just a couple of days ago. And she sends me a text and it's a picture of her and her, well, the photo, why does the photo not want to pop up? That's so messed up. Anyway, she sends me a photo. You can see it there. Won't download. Oh, uh-huh. But it's a picture of her and her boy in the backyard planting. She goes, it's 12 o'clock and we're 12 o'clock noon and we're watering our garden together. And she says, thank you for believing in me.
Aww.
She said, this community has changed my life. Yeah. And now she gets to be a stay-at-home mom, earning money as a TC, helping other people get deals done. And I'm so glad I gave her the ride along. And Matt, I'm also very glad I gave him the ride along because this is what ends up happening. I turn to him after I give, you know, she's crying. Did we end up ever releasing that on YouTube?
Yeah. I'm trying to find it right
now. Okay. So we filmed her crying. Not that I really want to do that, but sometimes you got to tell a story, right?
Right.
So that was great. I then go to Matt and I go, so what questions do you have for me that we haven't answered on the YouTube channel?
Silence, huh?
Oh, it's worse than that.
Oh.
What do you think is the question that Matt asked me in my truck that he told me, why would I join a mentorship when you have everything on YouTube? And I don't even understand what you mean by this community thing. What was the number one, the first question that came out of his mouth? What do you think it was?
How much is the mentorship?
No. Way worse than that. You're really close. He said, what's the difference between sub two and seller finance? And I was like, bro, that has been posted on the YouTube channel 30 something times. Oh, like yeah. We redo that video every 60 days. Like, wow.
Yeah.
And I go, you are hereby cut off from all questions going forward. Anyway, we hung out all day and I had a lot of fun with him. He's a really great guy. Yeah. And, but I was really annoyed by that. He was DMing me and saying, I watched all your YouTube videos. I just need to spend a day with you because I have questions you've never asked or you've never answered before on your YouTube channel. And I just realized people just manipulate me to try and rob my time. And so at the end of the day, by the way, I dropped him off at the house and we had 350 students here at my house.
Oh, wow.
For a big pool party. And he walks in and he sends me a text that night because I had to jump on Get Creative. It was Monday night. I jumped on Get Creative. He was gone by the time I was done. He sends me a text and he was just like, I've never felt more loved and appreciated in my life than when I was talking to everybody in the community. People treated me like I've never been treated before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up joining the community. But it's interesting that now you guys are thinking about partnering on buying a business together. Like think about how.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You're not doing that by watching YouTube.
Oh, no.
Full circle. We met him at the Dealmaker that you spoke at.
Yes.
Yeah.
So great.
Yep. And he's got all these great connections with attorneys and all that through the Dillmaker protege. Yeah.
And what's funny about people that are like, no, I don't want to do the thing. It's like he's robbing you guys from relationships and resources he has access to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Okay, great. So what's you're sending out an LOI for this flooring business?
We are, yeah. He just texted me.
What's your purchase price, your projected purchase price?
They're asking 4.5. Okay. We're going to try to come in at 4.
4 million. And mm-hmm. is it their down payment, seller finance situation?
We're working that out right now. We're going to try to do some sort of hybrid.
Okay. So some cash down and then seller finance the rest.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And what would Matt bring to the table in that situation?
You know, just his business sense with he's in that protege program. Yeah. So, and Gator. Mm-hmm. So just his business sense. And then I've been in the construction field all my life. So I'm familiar with the flooring installation, all that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Good flooring business, you cannot go wrong. There's issues.
Of course.
Your biggest issues are warped wood, dried out wood. Wood hasn't dried long enough. That kind of stuff. You'll have cracking, customer service types of things. Your installers won't show up. Somebody will come and steal your installers. Like you'll have all of those types of things. But if you can get those under wraps, like the profitability of that kind of business is crazy.
Yeah, the numbers are looking really good on it.
Wow. Do you know what they're making net every single year right now?
Yeah, they're between $400,000 and $600,000.
Okay, great. And that's after they've paid their own salaries?
Yep.
Okay, great. That's a great business.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's what we
thought.
CPA
and everybody's looking at it and said it looks really good.
Oh my gosh, guys, it's freaking awesome. Well, so how can people do deals with you? Tell me how people can reach out to you.
Well, we're also doing fix and flips. I got one going right now. So, but yeah, we definitely want to buy more fix and flips.
Where?
We're buying here in our Phoenix area.
Where'd you get that fix and flip from?
I actually got that from the MLS and just offered them half of what they were asking and they took it. And
wow. That sounds like a scam, Donda.
I know. Yeah. Through an agent and got a...
You know what's so interesting to me? Is some agent will call creative finance a scam.
Right.
But then they will list a property double what an investor should be paying for it. How is that not a scam, you rat bastards?
Well, our agent is also in sub two.
But she didn't list it.
Yeah.
She was our
You had agent. A listing agent that listed this property. You offered 50 cents on the dollar and they said, yeah, sure. How about just list it for the appropriate price?
Well, it was the seller didn't want to come down. And she said, I don't think he's going to take that just because he's got an offer at 36,000. It was a 50,000.
You bought a $50,000 house in Arizona?
Yeah. It was a mobile home in a park.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, cool.
But yeah, and I said, well, he should have taken the 36,000 because I'm not going to pay him more than 25. And
why didn't they take the 36?
I don't know. Just timing.
I love it.
So she came back, said he took it. And Evita that I met mm-hmm. when we did that title company thing, TC, great TC. And she had brought me a private money lender who funded the purchase and the rehab 100%. So he's getting 34%. I'm getting 33%. And then my GC contractor's getting the other 33% because I bought him on to get the deal.
Look how creative you are structuring these deals.
Well, I wanted a GC to get in there and get the job done. And everybody's been complaining.
That's the number one problem with construction. Yeah.
So when you bring them in and they have skin in the game, they're on it.
Wow. You're smart. How can people reach out to you?
Instagram at Help Me Donda.
And you can give me a call or text me, 928-450-8871.
Love it. Well, and when's the next Louis Invitational?
There will be no more.
Yeah, that's why I tell them no more Louis Invitationals.
We should call. We have a golf tournament coming up in November for the community. We're doing another golden ticket, and it's going to be a golf tournament, like a charity thing. We're going to call it the Louis Invitational.
Perfect.
I love it.
Oh my gosh,
Will Pacer, thank you so much.
Thank
man.
You. This I mean, is, just the people.
Community has totally changed our lives.
Yeah, and we love getting together and these like the family promise and that one. I mean, Stevie's been a great leader and getting those small groups together and the one we just did.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's just, we love doing that. We just bought somebody's meal the other day because it's what it's about.
It is all about that. And the thing that I think we do the best job of is attracting really good quality people.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah. You know?
100%.
Yeah, we've done other mentorship that was 5 times the cost of this. And there's just no value in it. You felt like you were just out there on your own and you didn't have the help. And when you talk about community and people working together, it's...
We live it.
It really do.
We live really it. Really do. And we live it and we stress out about how we can elevate it even more. And you guys are a big part of that. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Give it up for these guys. Amazing.